How can God be a God of love if he sends people to hell for eternity? Well, I suppose you could ask the question, how can God be a God of love if he sent people to heaven who hated him? Can you imagine anything worse than a sinner having to spend eternity with the one he hated? I mean, that's a very hypothetical question, but so is the question, how can God be a God of love if he sends people to hell for eternity? People go to hell because they choose to go there. People go to hell because that's what they want. They don't want God in their life. All hell does is crystallize into permanency the way people lived their life here. You don't want God now? You don't want Christ now? Then that's the way it'll be forever. You want to live without God and without Christ? You want to live in your sin with the consequence of your sin without forgiveness? Then that's what hell is. You want to be in the kingdom of darkness? You choose that over the kingdom of God's dear Son? That's what hell is. God is a God of love because the Bible says he's a God of love. It's proven because he sent his Son to die on the cross to save those that would believe, and he calls to all to believe. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The call to salvation is extended to the world, and it manifests the love of God. God sends to hell those people who reject him. Jesus even said, "Where I go, you'll never come." Why? Because you believe not on me. You'll die in your sins. And that's how it is for those who refuse to believe and to accept the love of God demonstrated in the death of Christ.